This is Louis Navalier. It is Tuesday, December 13th. Well, obviously, there's an incredible rally underway in the wake of the CPI report. So I just thought I'd give you a little insight into what's going on. First of all, the CPI was much better than expected, only up 1/10. The core CPI was higher, of course, because we saw food inflation, although energy prices were falling. So that was the good news. The other interesting thing is that owner's equivalent rent remains a problem. It was up 0.6% last month. And the Fed follows something called the Personal Consumption Expenditures Index, which uses a much smaller component of owner's equivalent rent. So the Fed's favorite inflation indicator is going to be running a lot lower than the CPI. And that's because the real estate component is a lot smaller. So overall, this is as good as we could ever hope for, and the market has responded. But not so much the stock market, even though it's up sharply today. It's the bond market. The two-year Treasury yield right now is 4.15%. The 10-year yield, as I speak to you now, is 3.44%. These are big drops, okay, especially in the two-year. And now when the Fed increases rates tomorrow, they're going to be at parity with market rates. And if they could say that in their FOMC statement tomorrow, then we'll get another rally, okay? But the Fed doesn't fight market rates, for the bottom line. And now that market rates have plunged, and they've been plunging, the two-year's been plunging since early November. The 10-year yield has been plunging since late October. Now that market rates have collapsed, the Fed really shouldn't be raising rates after tomorrow. And I don't know if they'll say that, but if they say that they want to pause and observe, that's enough to get the market exploding tomorrow. Now, of course, Jerome Powell will have a press conference, so we'll see. There's also going to be a lot of entertainment on Wall Street today. You probably have heard that Sam Bankman-Fried was arrested, and he's been charged with fraud. And he was supposed to testify in front of Congress today, but Kevin O'Leary, the CNBC Shark Tank host, will be in front of Congress today. I don't know if you've noticed, but CNBC has been crucifying Kevin O'Leary. He was a paid spokesman for FTX and got almost $15 million. And so he's the new guy they're going to beat up on. So it'll be fascinating to watch how all that unfolds. And the other interesting development is the gal that was running the Alameda Research, which apparently was the sank FTX. She just hired the head of SEC enforcement as her defense counsel. So that's interesting. I find that very interesting. You know, Chairman Geisner, the head of the SEC, taught cryptocurrencies at MIT, and he knew Carolyn because she was the daughter of the economics chair at MIT, technically his boss at that time. So anyway, fascinating things going on with FTX. If you do want to turn watch the hearings today, you're going to be quite entertained. And, that's that. Otherwise, the next big component after the, FOMC meeting is to make sure retail sales are still healthy. And the key, of course, retail sales are supposed to grow faster than inflation. So that's going to be an easy hurdle now that inflation's only running at 0.1%. So we're about to finish the year on a strong note. There's a lot of optimism. I do want to remind everybody December is a seasonally strong month, and the second half of December is a lot better than the first half. So it looks like we started that trend, and so enjoy the ride, folks. Obviously, you've seen oil prices recover. You've seen our shipping stocks go absolutely nuts. That mostly happened yesterday because of the coal front that's enveloped Europe that's causing natural gas supply demand to surge. So, you know, there were all those LNG tankers sitting off of the Baltic Sea, ready to unload more natural gas to keep Europe going. And they're, of course, having record high electricity and energy prices over there. But the good news is that good stocks bounce. We've always had good stocks with good earnings, and we do have a big energy bet. I expect that to continue to pay off. Natural gas prices are also high because it's cold for much of the United States. So that's it, everybody. Enjoy the ride back. Let's hope the Fed does the right thing tomorrow and hits the pause button. And if they can say that in any way in their FOMC statement by using words like they're going to wait and watch, or they're now at parity, or they're near neutral, any of those words will get the market going even stronger than it is today. So let's hope we get confirmation of that tomorrow, and then we can enjoy just a spectacular year-end rally. So that's it. Selene Avelier. I'll keep updating the podcast during fast market conditions, and I'll update the podcast tomorrow after the FOMC statement. So it'll be a late podcast tomorrow. Take care, everybody.